Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It is time that we stand with Israel. Now more than ever, Israel needs friends. It's surrounded by hostile countries that literally want to wipe Israel and the Jewish people off the map. Liberty Counsel has launched a program to support Israel, and one of our ministries is called Christians in Defense of Israel. Another one is Covenant Journey that takes Christian college-age students to Israel for a life transformative experience. If you want to be involved in standing with and supporting Israel, I encourage you to partner with Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Christians in Defense of Israel is a program that provides education and advocacy and mobilization to not only educate people about Israel and the Middle East, with all of that entails, but also to provide advocacy opportunities so that you can make your voice known. One of the issues, Matt, that we're going to be contending with in 2017 is moving the embassy to the capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem, moving it out of Tel Aviv, the large metropolitan city, to the actual capital of Israel, Jerusalem. That will send a huge message around the world. This is one of many issues that Liberty Counsel, through Christians in Defense of Israel, will be advocating in 2017.
Well, it is, and it looks like there's probably going to be fertile ground to do such things when we have had for the past 8 years an administration that is sympathetic to Hamas and the Palestinian Authority and Islamic terror, versus a Trump administration where he has expressly and specifically said that he intends to recognize Jerusalem as the capital and it will encourage the movement of the U.S. Embassy to the capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem.
Yeah, you know, the week before the actual election on November 8th, he signed a pledge that Liberty Counsel, Christians in Defense of Israel, and other organizations were a part of, asking then the candidate Trump to sign a pledge regarding Israel. The pledge was also sent to Hillary Rodham Clinton. She never signed it. He signed it. And that pledge includes strong support of Israel. It includes undoing much of this Iran deal, and it includes moving the embassy to the capital of Israel. He signed that a week before the election. So he's on record of actually saying that he will do that. You know, President George W. Bush could have done it. The legislation's in place. The House and Congress passed that. All he had to do was give the word, but he didn't do it. And now I think President-elect Donald Trump will do it, and that will be significant.
You know, and that's so encouraging because, you know, the actions of the Obama administration have really proven that that administration was enemy of Israel and siding with the nuclear deal with Iran and snubbing Netanyahu in the White House and, you know, various actions have been anti-Israel. So we are thankful for a new day with the Trump administration. He has surrounded himself, his inner circle. He has pro-Israel advocates in that. And so we are encouraged.
But wait a minute, folks. I thought I'd been reading in the mainstream media, a.k.a. the fake news, that Steve
Bannon. You mean the New York Times?
No.
The New York Times, yeah, the Washington Post, all of that, that Steve Bannon, who is one of Trump's top aides, I've been reading that he's an anti-Semite, Matt. Isn't that true?
Well, that's according to the New York Times and the Washington Post. But here's
don't believe everything you read.
So here's the ridiculous. The
answer's in the question. Of course it's not true.
Yeah, so here's the ridiculous thing. His son-in-law is a Orthodox Jew.
Right.
His
daughter's converted to Judaism.
Daughter, Ivanka, converted to Judaism.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that they would allow somebody who's anti-Semitic to be a part of his administration? Absolutely not.
No way.
Talk about fake news.
Yeah.
You know, the fake news is the New York Times that often becomes the fake news.
Which is anti-Semitic, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know, speaking of fake news, I don't want to get off a rabbit's trail, but it was during the Kim Davis case that a New York Times reporter actually tweeted a story about Kim Davis sending a Twitter account message from jail.
Yeah, right.
And he tweeted it to like 17,000, 19,000 people on his Twitter account. A New York Times reporter.
Yeah.
It took us 6 hours to get that story back in the barn. And they finally had to recognize that it was a bogus story. But anyway, here, I think we've got some great opportunities. This year in 2016, as we look back on Liberty Council's 2016 year, Christians in Defense of Israel has been active in Washington, D.C. We have one of our Covenant Journey alumni, a student from a college in Georgia, University of Georgia, actually was interning in our Washington, D.C. office this summer. And she was participating in some congressional hearings regarding Israel, and she reported on that as well. Some others have been involved in starting student clubs on campus, or Christians in Defense of Israel supports Stand with Israel kinds of clubs on campus, student organizations that stand with Israel. We've been also letting our legislators know about the Iran issue, because some of the reporting is just horrendous. Iran is continually breaking the deal.
Right.
And we have been involved in not only educating, but also advocating. You know, one of the other interesting things is Israel just received the first shipment of the F-35 Raptor, which is a stealth fighter jet, the most advanced fighter jet in the world. The only place in the world that has these now outside the United States is Israel. It's quite amazing. And they just received the first installment of 50 of those Raptor planes. One of a Covenant Journey alumni actually is working now on the F-35 Raptor program. So, you know, we Amazing. Need, as we move forward in 2017, to continue our stand with Israel, because they are our only real ally in that region.
Right.
And they've always been a longstanding ally. Why? It's the reason why we take people to Israel. We are connected indissolubly with Israel, because that's where our faith is
exactly.
deeply rooted, and that's where it all began.
God has a very strong opinion of Israel. It is his chosen people from which the Messiah came and which he will return again.
Amen.
So we need to be allies to Israel. And it's very, very clear in the Bible, the wrath of God for those nations who are not allies of Israel.
Amen. Yeah, preach it, Holly. I mean, wow. I mean, wow. I'm looking here at the Liberator, Matt, for this year, and I encourage people to get it. But I'm looking at this photograph of these students, these young students worshiping in Israel, and just looking at this still photo is just so moving to me.
When you're actually there and you see,
I can't imagine,
the Spirit of the living God moving among these young people, you know, it really restores your faith in the young generation. You know, there's a lot of negative out there about this young generation, and you see some of these things on the news, where some of them are out there protesting, supporting socialism, and wanting to remove the American flag from college campuses. Those are all the negative things that you see out there. But you know what? We are blessed to work with a lot of positive things with regards to that. Yeah, we encounter the negative, but we also see God working. And through Christians in Defense of Israel and our Covenant Journey program, which works with Christian college-age students to take them to Israel, strengthen the Christian faith, equip them to be goodwill ambassadors for Israel. We're working with some of the top quality Christian young people who are leaders, and not only in the future, but they're leaders now. One of our Covenant Journey alumni is serving at the Florida legislature. Others are serving in other places around the country in so many different ways. One's in Paris working with CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ, and she is there now because of Covenant Journey, and she's there working with missionaries.
And as they work their way up the ranks, these are going to be good, solid, high-level allies of Israel.
Yeah, and like I said, one of them is actually working on the F-35 Raptor program. Not only working on it, he was actually there in Israel when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu received the very first F-35 Raptor, a Covenant Journey alumni
wow.
student. This is a Christian college-age student who just graduated. It's hard to imagine how God is going to use these young people.
Yeah, and it's so exciting to see them come back with that light in their eyes and in their heart for Israel. They have been educated in a whole new way, in a spiritual context.
So I encourage you to be encouraged. Support Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to the website CIDIsrael.org, all one word, CIDIsrael.org, and Covenant Journey, CovenantJourney.org. Of course, you can get to all of these through Liberty Council's website, LC.org, and you can support Liberty Council, and you can designate one of these missions, one of these ministries, CIDI, Covenant Journey, Liberty Relief International, or do a general contribution, which helps us to be able to advance all of the ministries. Call 407-875-1776. These are just snippets of some of the things that we've been involved in 2016. We couldn't do it without your prayers and without your financial support. And between now and the end of this year, December 31, midnight your time, any contribution to Liberty Council will be matched. So your contribution will be doubled. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.